ॐ अज्ञानतिमरन्नस्य ज्ञानन्दनासलक्रिया चक्षुर्विमुक्तं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Today, on this appearance day of Srimati Radharani, it is a day of great blessings. She is the emblem of pure devotional service. Purely out of love for Krishna. And no one can equal her in that respect. We're all humbled today in our attempt to try and be servants of Krishna. We are all realizing our shortcomings. But today is a special day because Srimati Radharani, Krishna's soft-hearted feminine counterpart, is very merciful. So by her mercy, we are receiving strength to overcome our weaknesses. Then we have been further blessed by by the words of both Bhakti Churu Maharaj and Sodhya's Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. Bhakti Churu Maharaj reminded us of ISKCON, which is further blessing us, which is made by Srila Prabhupada as an institution filled with so many spiritual blessings. So we are blessed on all sides, indeed. Now, I've been asked to speak about the 10 offenses which are listed in the Padma Purana, which we are meant to avoid in the matter of chanting the holy name. So, even with all the blessings, still, it requires our cooperation. Just that. A little difficult sometimes. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated what happens if one is committing these 10 offenses, then one is delaying the result of the chanting of the holy name or serving the holy name. ISKCON is a movement dedicated to serving the holy name. So it is stated, Bahu Janmana Karyadi Shravana Kirtanam. Which says that one may chant the holy name for many, many births, and still one may not attain the desired success of this chanting, which is Krishna praying. And the reason is because the chanting of the holy name is not a mechanical process. Rather, it is attracting Krishna and attracting the mercy of Krishna. And when offenses are committed in the chanting of the holy name, Krishna withdraws himself. So when Krishna withdraws himself, he withdraws himself from the name. And the mercy of the name is then no longer present in the same way, depending on the seriousness of the offense. In particular, 10 offenses are mentioned to be avoided. They are known as nama-aparadha. The first offense is maybe the most important of all. It is mentioned to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to preaching the glories of the holy name. The devotees are filled with mercy because the devotees, they are carrying Krishna's grace. Krishna is pleased. Krishna is pleased with the service that the devotees have rendered. It is said in the Krishna book that Krishna is known as Achyuta, which means he is infallible. He never fails to notice the smallest service rendered. So when the devotees have dedicated themselves so much to pleasing Krishna, he reciprocates. And Krishna therefore smiles upon his devotee. So how can one criticize that devotee? It hurts Krishna directly. And therefore, Krishna cannot tolerate when his devotees are being blasphemed or criticized. So we should be careful. Even minor criticism of devotees may not completely uproot our bhakti creeper, but it may destroy our taste in devotional service. Whereas major offenses to Vaishnavas are known as the mad elephant offense that can uproot our devotional creep. So I'll speak the longest on this particular offense because it is important. Let us be positive and always glorify the Vaishnavas. And in that way, automatically offenses are avoided. Second offense, to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal or independent to the name of Lord Vishnu. Hiranyakasipu asked for immortality to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma said, how can I give what I don't have? So we understand that neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva can actually give liberation from birth and death. That only Lord Vishnu can. But when Lord Vishnu appeared as Mahavishnu in the form of Advaita Acharya, he prayed for Lord Krishna to appear because even Lord Vishnu cannot give the Krishna prem of Golok. That only Krishna himself can give. So therefore our Ishtadev is Lord Krishna. And therefore sometimes it is asked, should we, can we worship the devatas? And the answer is, it is not required. We respect the devatas at all times, but worship is not required. Our worship is reserved for Krishna. Third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The order of the spiritual master is shiromani. It is a jewel that we carry on the head. It is not an ordinary, nothing that the spiritual master says is ever ordinary. Whatever he says, even if seemingly ordinary, is special and is to be taken in that mood. The slightest thing is to be taken with great importance. Sometimes though, we may genuinely feel that a particular order is too difficult. It may be. Then we can go back to our spiritual master and present ourselves before him and our predicament. After all, he can make an adjustment if it is possible. Fourth offense is blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures or pursuers of the Vedic version. The Vedic literatures are classified in two main categories. Traigunya Visyaveda, Mistraigunya Bhavarjuna. The Bhagavad Gita is pointing out that some literatures are Traigunya, or are within the three modes of material nature. Some other Vedic literatures are transcendental. Obviously, we are more interested in the transcendental literatures. The Harivamsa, for instance, it said that in Kali Yuga, all the Brahmanas will become astrologers. Interesting quote. Interesting. That our business is really to serve Krishna. Our special interest is those scriptures that speak about pure devotional service. Therefore, Prabhupada, in the sacrifices during the yagyas, he had four Brahmanas reading on the corners from Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. because these are the essential books describing bhakti. But we're respectful to even those Vedic literatures that are Trigunya, because they are helping people to gradually go on the path of following Veda, transcendental knowledge. Fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. The chanting of the holy name is unlimitedly powerful because the name is non-different from Krishna. So since the name is non-different from Krishna, how can we limit the potency of the holy name? Therefore, through the chanting of the holy name, everything can be attained. It is very simple. Sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name. There is no need for trying to derive complicated explanations of the holy name. The name Krishna is representing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The name Hare, or is the vocative form of Hara, representing to the internal pleasure potency of Krishna, or devotional service, perfectly embodied by Radharani. The name Ram, Ramanti Yoginamanate Satchananachidatmani, Iti Rama Padena Supram Ramantiyate, is representing transcendental happiness. So by serving Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Lord, purely one attains perfect happiness. What more is there to the chanting of the holy name? The seventh offense, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, is an act of utter foolishness, because it is throwing dirt upon ourselves after bathing. What is the point? We are applying ourselves to the process of devotional service, and then we are again engaging in sinful activities. Krishna will withdraw himself from such a devotee. And one who is such a sinful person and chants is in difficulty. Sometimes, though, there may be a devotee who is struggling with some weakness and is accidentally falling down. That's not the same as consciously committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. But we must be very serious to adhere to the four regulative principles so that we can chant the holy name properly. Eighth offense, consider the holy name as one of the auspicious ritualistic ceremonies offered in the Vedas as karma kanda, or fruitive activities. We perform different karma kanda activities, rituals, to get material benefit, to solve our material problems. And now I'm chanting for such a long time, and all this trouble is coming my way. How is this possible? How can this happen? I've done so much chanting. The chanting is not meant for this purpose. The chanting is not meant for our personal gain. The chanting is entirely meant for the pleasure of Krishna. And we hope that with that we may attract a little mercy of Krishna. Ninth offense, instruct faithless persons about the glories of the holy name. Faithless persons are persons who are disrespectful to Krishna, or his name, or his paraphernalia. Still, in the course of passing on Krishna's mercy in this world, we need to take the risk of giving transcendental knowledge to even some who may not be qualified, but never intimate knowledge. The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita may be given. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra may be given, even to the most sinful, but not more intimate details about Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world, with the gopis, or such matters are very private and intimate. 10th commands the fans to maintain material attachments even after receiving so many instructions from the subject matter. It's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. To maintain material attachments, it reminds me of keeping a pet, and how when we feed that pet, how it gradually becomes big and fat. So if we maintain our material desires in this way, feeding them nicely, Krishna consciousness, but trying to stretch the limits of Krishna consciousness a little more, our focus now is Krishna. We have no interest in material things. Why feed some material attachment? It will just take us away from Krishna. It will steal away our time from Krishna. So all our time belongs to Krishna, and just the little time that we need to use to maintain ourselves, that's all right, as long as we offer the fruits of that maintenance also to Krishna. So stealing time away for flirting with material desires is an offense, and it will hold us back from developing our love for Krishna. Inattentive chanting, to be mechanical in the process, is forgetting who the holy name really is forgetting that Nam Prabhu is Krishna. So still, in conclusion, I would say still, although many of us have been chanting for many years, although many of us have gone through many initiations, still to avoid these offenses is a difficult thing. It is a task. It is a daily challenge. It's not just something where you just say, okay, all right, got that under the belt. One can never think one has this under the belt. Every day again, it is a new challenge to avoid these offenses. And on this day, we try to be a little conscious of that. I'm sorry I took a little time. I don't know how to do the 10 offenses so quickly.
It's 10. No, I said, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj said 5 minutes. I said, minutes.
So, 10 offenses. So please bear with us. It is important because we it creates sanskaras, it creates impressions of the importance. So therefore, a little time needs to be taken, even at the expense of a schedule. You can't rush these things. Schedules can be stretched, but the regulative principles of devotional service can never be stretched.